Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Meaning and glory. Christ reveals a united and connected universe full of God's presence. Our true and deep need is to experience the same unitive mystery in ourselves and in all of creation, through Him and with Him and in Him. The spiritual and the material are one. The communities taught by Paul and John were initially overwhelmed by this message about the cosmic meaning of Christ. Jesus is the union of human and divine in space and time, and the Christ is the eternal union of matter and spirit beyond time. When we overcome the split between the spiritual and the material within ourselves, then we can possibly overcome it for the rest of creation. Christ planted within creation a cosmic hope, and we cannot help but see it in so many unexplainable and wonderful events and people. Union with the divine is first experienced through the universal Christ, in nature, in moments of pure love, silent, inner and outer music, with animals, or a primal sense of awe. Creation itself is the first incarnation of Christ, the primary and foundational Bible that reveals the path to God. God has overflowed into visible reality, and that is more than enough meaning and glory. If we are to have peace on earth, our loyalties must become ecumenical rather than sectional. All life is interrelated. We are all caught in an inescapable network of mutuality tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. We are made to live together because of the interrelated structure of reality. Religion's true purpose is to restore our relationships with each other and the earth. We need constant reminders to continually reconnect with the fullness of life, the whole, the holy. The new story is emerging, the worldview of belonging, belonging to a community larger than our own. The reality, both tragic and beautiful, is that we are all deeply interconnected. Humans, trees, oceans, deer, viruses, bees, God. Many people feel closest to God while they are in nature. Even a simple gaze at a full moon can be a spiritual experience if you are mindful enough. And a glorious sunset can summon hallelujahs from deep in your soul. Humans are made to engage in life-affirming conversation with the whole, holy web of life. And those moments when you sense your interconnection with all things are more than just interesting encounters. They are invitations into relationship. Joy and nourishment. A lot of our fear, hatred, anger, and feelings of separation and alienation come from the idea that we are separate from the planet. We see ourselves as the center of the universe and are concerned primarily with our own personal survival. You may be used to thinking of the Earth as only the ground beneath your feet. But the water, the sea, the sky, and everything around us comes from the earth. At this very moment, the earth is above you, below you, all around you, and even inside you. The earth is everywhere. The water in our flesh, our bones, and all the microscopic cells inside our bodies all come from the earth and are part of the earth. We are the earth, and we are always carrying her within us. We are a living, breathing manifestation of this beautiful and generous planet. We can begin to transform our relationship to the earth. Fall completely in love with the earth. When we are in love, there is no separation between ourselves and the person or thing we love. We do whatever we can. And this brings us great joy and nourishment. That is the relationship each of us can have with the Earth. This is a differently shaped universe than many of us thought, and leads to a very differently shaped spirituality. Spirituality becomes a sinking back into the source of everything. We are already there, but we haven't been trained to see ourselves there. This is, in fact, the new cosmology through which we have to be trained to see the world. Suddenly, we realize, of course, that God is not out there, but God is in all, through all, and with all. We have discovered that when we change one factor, everything changes. The world of ecology is so exciting because we are recognizing from all of the scientific disciplines that the entire nature of the biological and physical universe is absolutely relational. It reveals the perils and promises of our connected universe. There are multiple possible answers, such as climate change, along with coastal development, and even the killing of the shorebird's life source. Interbeing is the ecologically interconnected and interpenetrating world that we are all a part of. Everything is connected, and we have to be curious to see it. Surrounded by love. In nature, we can cultivate an awareness of God. Find somehow in all of nature a sense of transcendence. It looks like a complete oneness with all of creation. Go out every day and walk the earth in a sacred manner, reverently, with your whole being open to the feel of the earth underneath and of the air around you. Learn all you can about the rooms of your outdoor home, including the names of the flowers and trees that furnish it, and the birds and animals who reside there. How absolutely central is the truth that we are first of all part of nature, though we are a very special part, that which is conscious of God. In solitude, one is entirely surrounded by beings which perfectly obey God. Earth beneath my feet is the great womb out of which the life upon which my body depends comes in utter abundance. There is at work in the soil a mystery by which the death of one seed is reborn a thousandfold in newness of life. The magic of wind, sun, and rain creates a climate that nourishes every living thing. In the contemplation of the earth, I know that I am surrounded by the love of God. Our relationship with God is connected to our recognition of earth's sacredness. Creation, as the place of salvation, means that the health and well-being of all creation is what salvation is all about. It is God's place and our place, the one and only place. The church consists in the state of communion of the whole world. Our very suffering now, our condensed presence on this common nest that we have largely fouled, will soon be the one thing that we finally share in common. The earth and its life systems on which we all entirely depend might soon become the very things that will convert us to a simple lifestyle, to necessary community, and to an inherent and universal sense of reverence for the holy. The world is a living being to which we belong. The world is part of our own self, and we are part of its suffering wholeness. It is this wholeness that is calling to us now. It needs us to return to our own rootedness, our relationship to the sacred within creation. Only from the place of sacred wholeness and reverence can we begin the work of healing, of bringing the world back into balance.
The angels are listening. God is listening. The angels are listening. God is listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.